ויהי מימי אחשוורוש. המגילה has many different levels to be understood. The Gro wrote Perush in the Megillah Pshat, Remesh, Drash, and Sod. Who's Achashverosh? What's he about? And what does it teach us? Achashverosh was an Eved. And he became a king. Pasuk says, Tachar Shlosha Rosh Haaretz. Three things the world should tremble from. Tach Eved Ki Yimloch. In Eved, who becomes a Melech? Malchus is power. And some people understand how to use power. Some people take the responsibility of power. Some manipulate it for their own purposes. And certain people are supposed to be given power because they can use it properly. And the Gemara says, this is simply the Yetzer Hara. Why? Achashverosh is a symbol of a Yetzer Hara. Kadosh Baruch Hu created Neshama, Yetzer Tov, and he created Yetzer Hara. And the Yetzer Hara is supposed to be subject to the Yetzer Tov. Yetzer Hara can give a person a lot of drive in a lot of different directions. And Vayar Elokim Haskal Shor, also in a Tov Mod. Tov Mod, one Mandom in the Medrash says the Yetzer Hara. Tells us a story. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the Yetzer Hara. One day Chazal woke up, decided the Yetzer Hara is very bad. Davened to Kadosh Baruch Hu, get rid of the Yetzer Hara. What happened next morning? No one got up to work, no one got up to do everything, and we just slept in bed all day. They decided, okay, the world can't exist without the Yetzer. What are Chazal trying to tell us? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Yetzer Hara in this world. It doesn't mean that it's intrinsically evil. Nothing HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in this world is intrinsically evil. The Pasuk says, Vayar Elokim as kol asher osav hineh tov mo'od. Anything created is tov. But tov means subject, how it can be used properly, how it can be directed properly, and can be used in a constructive manner. Vayar, that's, and that Yetzer Hara. There are different Yetzer Haras. It gives people drive to move in different directions. Once they're given drive to move in different directions, Yetzer Tov tells you the constructive way to use that. Achashverosh, symbol of Yetzer Hara. And Yetzer Hara goes in many, many different directions. Of course, we have him here in this drunken feast for 187 days, enjoying himself no end. Why? We've discussed in the past, he thought that he beat the Rabbanu Shalom, that he was the one who was running the world. A lot of people, the guy that gets control of them, they think they run the world. And when you think you run the world, the rules that apply to the rest of humanity don't apply to you. It's a standard problem people have. The ego goes up. They're not limited by the rules of everybody else. So, how did this Eved? This Eved, Vashti, was the daughter of Belshazzar. And she fell in love with the stable boy, who was an Eved. She married him. And then he finally took over the throne when Belshazzar was killed. Became a melech, power, without any of the responsibility of power. All of a sudden, this person who should have been a stable boy, his whole mentality was that of a stable boy, was never educated into how to use power in a constructive way, he takes over. Just sometimes the Yetzer Hara takes over a person and pushes them into very destructive ways. Now, there are different ways we react to people. We have an Achashverosh, we have a Haman, a Zeresh, Mordechai, Esther. Achashverosh uses Vashti as a way of building himself up. Without Vashti, he's a stable boy. He'd still be cleaning the stables. He manipulated Vashti to become the king. He wanted to manipulate Vashti more to promote himself in the middle of a drunken feast. Gam Vashti Amalkos, but Kitov Yet Lov Lev Melachayon Boyon, Amam, Havias Vashti, Harosa Amin Vasarim. He wanted to boost his ego, boost his coffin. So, a lot of people, the whole way of dealing with other people is manipulating them for their own needs. That's Achashverosh, that's the Yetzer Hara. You relate to human beings as a means to use them for your own needs, not recognizing any value in any other human being. You are possessed with your own ego. Agasei Ruach. People possessed with their own ego. The biggest Yetzer Hara in this world, COVID. And when all of a sudden he can't manipulate Vashti, she has no use anymore. Get rid of her. Now, in his cabinet, he figures, what's he going to do? So, sitting in his cabinet is someone, Memuchan, otherwise known as Haman. Haman, as we'll see later, was having problems at home with his wife. And he says, this is the opportunity. Lo ala melech levado ov savashi amalk. Kel kol asorim, mal kol amim. Because if Vashti gets away with it, my wife's going to take control. So how is he looking at Vashti? I have a problem at home. I have to control my wife. I don't know how to control my wife. We'll kill Vashti so I can control my wife. Everyone's manipulating everyone from a different position. Achashverosh is manipulating Vashti. Haman's manipulating Achashverosh as a way of using, killing Vashti as a way of controlling Zeresh. Everyone's doing their own thing. No one has any honest relationship with anyone other than manipulation for their own cover, their own power, their own issues. This is the way we have Achashverosh dealing, we have a Haman dealing. Okay. So all the women. See, it's interesting. If you take a look what Memuchan says, Haman says, he's just interested that all the royal, he's interested in himself. He doesn't care what the Hamonam does. But if they say that all members, all the Sarim, all the ministers, their wives have to listen to them, and otherwise what will happen to them is what happened to Vashti, he's safe. That's all he cares about. He says, but that was his kavana. His eitz is, no, then, it's good. We have to broaden it to have it be more effective. Okay, so then he calms down. Then, what does he do? He sends for all the beautiful women. It's an interesting attitude towards marriage. This is Mr. Baltaiva Arasov. Getting all the most beautiful women in the kingdom, one night with the king. Baltaiva Arasov. And then we have another story. Ish Yehudi Hoyo B'Shushan Abira. Rishmo Mordechai. Ben Yoyir, Ben Shimi, Ben Kish, Ishimini. He was part of the Golos of Yechonia. That's the Golos of where the Gedolei HaSanhedrin went into Golos, the Gedolei Talmidei Chachamim. And he had this cousin. He omen his hadasu, he esther bas dodo. She was a yesema. So we have all of a sudden, if you look at human relationships in the Megillah, all of a sudden we have minakotze and lakotze. There's no value to, in the beginning, there's no value to any human being. Everyone's manipulating everyone. Everyone's tithing and covered, unlimited tithing and covered, and all the manipulation for everyone's tithing is covered. No human being has any intrinsic value. It's how I can use them for my own Yetzirah. Yetzirah takes over. And then all of a sudden, a total shift of focus. He omen is hadasu, he es de bas dodo. Kein lo ovein. And of the most of you, the imo lo kocha mordechai lo levas. What does it mean, lo levas? Sainu pirshu lebay is the isha. He married her out of total chesed. She was the yesema, all by herself, in a foreign land. And beautiful woman was dangerous. Married out of chesed. Genuine concern, one human being for another human being. The total opposite. So we begin by very different pictures of how to deal with human beings. And then all of a sudden, what is it? Vatita v'hanar b'eino, vatisu chesed l'fonov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged that he should be a bal chesed to her, which is not typical then. But it's a very interesting type of the relationship. Mordechai said, told her, "Lagida Esther esmaladet es amov esmaladeta." She didn't say anything about where she comes from. Why not? Ki Mordechai tzivo leho shalol sakit. They had a relationship. She viewed Mordechai as an authority figure, but not that Mordechai was out to manipulate it. It was a relationship of chesed. And it was a relationship, Mordechai was giving the direction. He was a member of the Sanhedrin who had married her out of chesed. And she followed him. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. And he so arranged that Esther become the queen. Why? Chai Yisrael were going to be subject to a tremendous Nisoyen. Nisoyen number one, they failed. The Suda. Now, once they failed that the Suda, then there's the next Nisoyen. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his infinite wisdom, is prepared before the Nisoyen comes of Haman, He's preparing how Klal Yisrael will have the opportunity to get out of that Nisoyan. And that is how that Esther becomes the queen. And then, the first thing that is valuable to Esther as the queen, we know she did, is her big son Viserysh. A meaningless little nothing story, but keep in the background. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does this before he promotes Haman. Now he does two things with Haman. He takes a descendant of Agag of Amalek, and everyone has to be mishtachu to him. But Haman had Avodah Zarah hanging around his neck, because he wanted to make sure that Klal Yisrael mishtachve to Avodah Zarah. And everyone is Korah mishtachve lo, and it's the second Nisayon. Man of power who's trying to get me to bow down to Avodah Zarah. Am I going to give in? I'm not going to give in. And they gave in. There's only one Jew who didn't. It's Mordechai. Lo hishtachve litzelem. Now here, Klal Yisrael are going to be put through a tremendous nisayon. Because Haman's coming to Achashverosh. Klal Yisrael, one after the other, presented with two nisyonos, one of the Suda, one of the Mishtachel Litzalem, and they failed both. They failed both. And there's one fanatic Mordechai who told them not to go to the Suda. And when they did go to the Suda, made sure that it was done with glad kosher catering. But Mordechai's worrying about Klal Yisrael. Vayotza ha-melech ha-stabato ma'al yodo. Ha-soros ha-tabas. What is Hasaras HaTabas? So Chazal say, whenever the word is HaMelech, it means HaKadosh Baruch. HaKadosh Baruch says, I'm giving the control at this stage. Chazal have reached a matzav that I am no longer running their affairs. I'm giving all the running of the affairs of Klal Yisrael to the hands of Haman. Gedolo Hasaras HaTabas. HaMelech, HaKadosh Baruch says, you're now in the hands of Haman. You failed. But before HaKadosh Baruch Hu did that, what did he do? He prepared Esther's the Malka, prepared the story of Big Son Viserysh. Now everything's in the hands of Klal Yisrael. And everything happens. Mordechai Yoda et kol ha-shanas. Al Yibush Sakveif. And he's davening. And Klal Yisrael are shaken. Here they had bowed down to Avodah Zarah. They had participated in the Suda to feel, we're going to find favor in the eyes of Achashverosh and Haman and the like. We'll be part of the crowd. And whenever Klal Yisrael does that, bank, they get hit in the face. The haru ba'abit is called Yehuda. Narvat zokin tafanosh. Now, they can do one or two things. So Mordechai tells Esther, you have to go in Tachashverosh. And she says, Sakonas Nefoshes. So what is Mordechai now? She had listened to Mordechai up until. So the Gemara says, why did Mordechai tell her not to say? So Klal Yisrael also said, we have a queen there. You know, we have, when everyone said a big thing about Donald Trump's daughter being a so-called Jew, a so-called Orthodox Jew. but we have an inside in the Beit HaMelech. We don't need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have inside. So Mordechai said, I don't want them thinking we're relying on the inside. You have to know they're relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The moment they think they have an inside track to Achashverosh, they're finished. And Esther Malka says, listen, I'm going to get killed. So what does Mordechai tell her? Altidami benafshech limolei beis hamelech mikol ahudim. He says, listen, how do we view ourselves? Who are we and what are we? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. If he said, don't think that you became the queen because you're the most beautiful woman in the world. Not that way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu set things up in the way he did it. That means each one of us has a tafkid in this world. And we have, if we're in a position to fulfill that tafkid, we have to say, who am I? Is my gaiva so great, I am great because I'm great? Or I'm in a position I am because I can fulfill my tafkid for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's what he's telling her. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu put you in that position, it's not because you're beautiful, it's not because you're anything. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed someone in that position to do a job, and that's why you are where you are. View yourself as a tool in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. Every one of us has to fulfill what our job is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. Umi Yodea, and Leitz Kazos Higat Lamalchus. So what does Esther say? So Esther asks in Mazal Masa. So Esther asks Mordechai a very simple question. If there's a Gzeir Lahash Melaharuk Abed, it's called Ayhudim, Minarva Atzokin Tafanoshin, there must be an Aveira. What's the Aveira? So the Aveira is the Tsudid Aveira, the Tselem, all the different Aveiras, he said. That's what it is. And so what's she answer? Ein hachanami. I can do my thing. But if the Xavier is because of the Aveira, am I going to, I can do my thing, but unless Klal Yisrael do tshuva and have charata, there's no point. No point. Now here, more than that. Gamani v'naro sayot zum king. How am I going into Achashverosh? What am I going to do? The first time she went to Achashverosh, she had all these cosmetics for 6 months, and this, who knows what she didn't have. So this, I'm going to go in looking healthy, looking beautiful. No, I'm going to fast for 3 days, and I'm going to be so pale and weak and drawn. Because she understood a very simple thing. The success and not success has nothing to do with me. I'm there to do my job. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me in a position to do my job. Chazal say, Keli, Keli, Lama Zavtani. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, holding on. And then, all of a sudden, he extends the Sharvet HaZohav. And she davens for an Eitzah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and she says, come to the Suda. Come to the Suda. Now, did she understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to use that? No. So let's see what happens here. She says, come tomorrow to the Suda. But Yetze, so Haman's ego is pumped up all the way to the top. Says he thinks that maybe he's being primed to who knows what. He's the number two in the Malchus. And it's interesting. All the people liked him, plus Zeresh, his wife. Apparently Zeresh didn't like him. She's not included in the Oavov. So what is Haman telling them? Es kvodo shofarov bonov. He's telling them two things. He's boasting of his ego. Do you know who I am, Haman? I'm wealthy as wealthy can be. And I have these children. Wait a sec. How is some people, different people relate to their children in different ways? How did Mordechai relate to Esther? Chesed, chesed, chesed. How did Haman relate to his children? A source of gaiva, gaiva, and gaiva. You don't look at a human being for who and what they are. It's how I can manipulate them for my covet, for my taiva, for whatever. Total manipulation. But the nature of covet, the bedifas ha-covet, is there are two different types of taiva. This is a yesod godel. There's a physical taiva and a ruchni taiva. Physical taiva, like everything physical, has its limits. Ruchni taiva of covet, there's no limit. That's why ruchni taiva, the Gemara in Sota Daf Hey, says that's what in the end destroys people. He says, I have almost everything, but there's this one Jew. I want everything. All the covet. And there's one Jew in the world who doesn't give me covet. I need that too. Fatomalo Zeresh. So Zeresh gives him the Yetzah. Balaila Hahu Nodido Shnas HaMelech. That is, there are different nigunim for that. Nodad Ashnas HaMelech. It's an interesting nigun. And those of you who are familiar with the Ekish Shuls know. Balaila Hu Nodad Ashnas HaMelech. What is that? So there's a medrash. Rabbanan Amri, Rabbanan say, Achashverosh Hayasonis Yisrael Yosemi Haman. Who is the biggest anti-Semite? Not Haman, Achashverosh. Okay, now. Then, that's why Balaila Hu Nodadoshnas HaMelech, Omer Rab Tanchuma. Nododoshnas Malko Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't sleep that way. That means, what are we having here? HaKadosh Baruch Hu had set up two directions for Jewish history. Direction number one, if they don't do tshuva, Lahashmer Laharavos Kol Yehudim in Aravatzok. But if they do tshuva, he already planted a long time ago, there's going to be an Esther, there's going to be a big son of Sherish. He planted that as HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Rabbanan Amri, Nodudu El Yonav, Nodudu Tachtonim. In Shemayim they couldn't sleep, and down here on the earth they couldn't sleep. Rav Amar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't sleep, of course, that's the story. No, he all of a sudden that HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted something in his mind. No, for milsa b'dayte. Oma, why had the kozimante Esther lohamin b'hadoi? Why did Esther have this? Dilma atzosa koyotzu aloi ve'dahu gavru l'mikdalei. Maybe it's a plan for Haman to kill me and to take over. Who probably was thinking the same thing? Haman. Haman, I'm number two. So where can you go beyond number two? He's boasting, I'm number two. He says, Dilma Atsasa Koyotzalu, did someone ever once give an Eitzah to help me? Is there anyone who ever selflessly cared about me? What is he doing? He is in a world of absolute manipulation. Absolute manipulation. Is there any person in the world that I know I can trust who's not out for absolute manipulation. The Medrash. Because who are the people he's dealing with? Everyone's manipulating for power, for cover, for money and everything. And there's no one you really trust because you're always suspecting someone's manipulating, someone's this. But maybe there's a person who's capable of a different human relationship, says the Medrash. And genuinely did something out of simple concern for me. Did that ever happen? Omar. He said, Dilma iki inish to ove bitavusa. Is there a person who did me a teva and I didn't pay him back? So that's, he said, Lahavi et Seifa Zichronos. Okay. And all of a sudden, what does he think? He's afraid that Haman is trying to manipulate, maybe kill him and take over the Malchus together with Esther. Why? Because just like he took over the Malchus from Vashti, this will take over Malchus from this. And everyone's manipulating. Simultaneously, Haman's gaiva is going out of control. His sin of Mordechai, that he has to be number one, unlimited Redifas HaKovid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranges it both at the same time. He comes in, Mi Bechotzer, L'Homon. What's Haman doing 3 o'clock in the morning, right there? Mishayim, as we see from Paro, asleep, deeply sleeping very comfortably at 3 o'clock in the morning. But unless somehow it fits in to some deceitful plot. So here it is. Ahasuerus suspects maybe Haman's trying to take over. And there's one person in the world, in the entire Persian Empire, who once did him a teva, selflessly caring about him. That's this Jew Mordechai. In walks Haman, the guy he's suspecting, says, we got to kill Mordechai. Doesn't say it that way. So immediately, but it doesn't work quite so simply. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still waiting for Klal Yisrael to continue to do tshuva. There's 3 days. And Klal Yisrael are busy fasting and davening and doing tshuva. Now you have to understand Klal Yisrael. They could have had a whole different approach. Sometimes when I look at how Jewish communities pick their leaders nowadays, they had this fanatic, Mordechai, who in one sense is responsible for everything, because he's the one who didn't bow down, and he called the Chil Hashem of not bowing down. He's the Chal Hashem Shemayim, because everyone else is bowing down, and this fanatic doesn't. And in no lack of heterim, you know, you can manufacture heter for anything. So Mordechai says, do you know, Klal Yisrael, why does Xer L'Hashem L'Arabah? It's not because I didn't bow down, it's because you bowed down. Do you know why it is? Because you went to the Suda. Now Klal Yisrael are faced at that point. They don't know Mordechai is telling Esther what to do. They don't know anything. He says, you got to go to tshuva. You have to daven and do tshuva, daven and do tshuva, daven and do tshuva. So they can either listen to Mordechai or say, you're the fanatic. It's your problem. It's your fault. We got to get rid of you. You caused the whole thing. You're the Machal Hashem. If you had bowed down, there wouldn't be any problems. But Klal Yisrael didn't do that. They were saved because they knew who's the true leader and who's not the true leader. Times of Eliyahu are nothing. You're all the Nevi'ei Abal. And there's one fanatic there, Eliyahu are nothing. And the 400 Nevi'i Baal used to eat in the royal palace all the time. And then when Achav meets Eliyahu HaNavi, he says, Ata Ocher Yisrael, you're causing the drought. And this is fanatic Eliyahu. And Chai Yisrael, at that point, couldn't distinguish these 400 Nevi'i Baal. They're very choshev. Why should we listen to the fanatic? Because Baruch had to arrange this entire thing on Har Carmel that people should see that Eliyahu HaNavi is really true. Sometimes clients still understand who their leader should be, and sometimes they don't. Sometimes they fall for the 400 Nevi'i Baal, but here they fall for Mordechai. And they listen to Mordechai. And then Ahasuerus knows there's this one. And of course, the Gemara asks, "Vayoma homa belibo, v'miyachol tzamelch yasos yoko yosem imeni." The king is asking a blank question: what should I do to the guy who I give the most coffee? The Gemara says, "How did the Megillah know what was going on in Haman's mind?" The Gemara says, "Very simple. What do you think was going on in his mind?" But the king understood that. And when Haman says he should give him the Levush Malchus, what is going on in Ahasuerus' mind? Maybe there's a plot that Haman wants to take over the Malchus. Says, what does Haman say? Haman says, put the Levush Malchus on me and put the crown on me. Feedings in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is using Haman's Meshuganai violent Redifas HaKavod that knows no limit and blinds a person. Redifas HaKavod is the most blinding thing that can happen to a human being. And then Vayom HaMelech LaHaman, fine. And then the switch happens. Do this to Mordechai. Do it to Mordechai. And then he doesn't understand what's happening, but he says everything that happened. And they said, okay, Mordechai's a Jew. Somehow the Jews are moving up in this world. Nafal Tipo Lefanov. Then they come and the whole story unravels. And that's when Haman is out to destroy the queen. And then he's out to destroy Mordechai. And the story's over. Now, here you have Ahasuerus, the master manipulator, and Mordechai and Haman, the master manipulator, and each one's manipulating everyone for their thing, and you have this paranoiac Ahasuerus, and there's a whole manipulation. But in the end, it's Mordechai's sincere sincerity of having a certain relationship with Esther and what he did with Bigsan Vashemesh, that honest relationships, then in the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards. Now, tells us a lot. There's the Yetzer in this world. Yetzer of Redifas HaKavod that blinds a person, that destroys a person, that makes them blind to what's happening. And there's a way of relating to human beings as manipulative, and there's a way of having an honest relationship with another human being. And in the end, that's what saved the day. And therefore, after the whole thing is over, what happens? Klal Yisrael make Yom Mishteh v'Simcha. Obvious. But the two types of Yom Mishteh v'Simcha. Remember that, never forget that, and that's what Purim is about. Is Yom Mishteh v'Simcha a Goyish Yom Mishteh v'Simcha and a Jewish Yom Mishteh v'Simcha? There is a Suda at the beginning, total indulging in Taiva. When you indulge in Taiva, what do you think about? Me, me, and me. That's all. There's nobody else. Everybody else is a Hechad Timtzah to my Taiva. That's what Taiva is. Me, me, and me. Everybody else is just a means for me to get there. Part of that whole manipulative relationship. And there is a genuine Jewish simcha. And the genuine Jewish simcha is realizing that all of a sudden, Klal Yisrael understood that this entire thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded to their tefillas and their tshuva. And they were willing to accept Mordechai, who was the God of our doors, the Sanhedrin, the man who represented Torah. But I heard them, I said, Ora v'simcha. I said, Ora is the Torah. They understood how the world is running. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world down to how? Yes, a while back there's a big Simcha Seresh. Esther had to become the queen. It had to be this, and 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 Chavona walks in. And it all came together. And that deep sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the world just filled them with overwhelming Simcha. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, and he responds to what we do. He responds to our Averis. He responds to our Tshuva. He responds to our Davening. And our entire future and everything we are is totally tied in with how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running our affairs, whether we understand the Peshat Spice or we don't. That's Simcha. Now, Simcha Shel Mitzvah, it's not a taifa. And therefore, it's Mishloach Moros Ish L'Re'ehu Matonos Lavyonim. It's we're all in it together as Avdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have to worry about, and we have to have honest relationships with people of friendship, of care, and of chesed. Of Purim, without understanding, there has to be honest human relationships of chesed. And what did... Very interesting. The Medrash said that Achashverosh, in this night of paranoia, said, is there anyone who genuinely cared about me? And how did I deal with someone who genuinely cared for me? Was I Market Tov? Or I just brushed it off? That thought that it has to be genuine human relationships of care and Hakoras HaTov, that was that moment of sanity in Achashverosh's mind that said, you know, there's a different way of relating to human beings. Not just the manipulative things that I've been doing. There's a genuineness. And that's why Mishter v'simcha mishloach monos ish l'riehu matonos levyonim. Because that is a Jewish simcha. Not a simcha, not as Ramzan, not a simcha's craze, so a simcha your stomach. This Purim, remember that. That's what a Jewish simcha is. That's why when I see people acting the way they do in Purim, I start wondering, do they understand what the simcha's about? They're running around like a bunch of wild, crazy nuts, as if, you know. A few years ago, a certain young man walked in here. How is he dressed, Leil Purim? He's dressed up as Santa Claus. I don't think I ever got so angry as a Talmud. I said, do you understand? You dressed up as a representative of the biggest avodah zarah in the world. And this is how you're celebrating Purim, that they did tshuva for being mishtachev l'tzelem? I ripped it off. This is a simcha of Purim? People don't think. The Simcha of Purim is confronting our position in this world as HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people and our relationship. The Koach HaVeira, the Koach of Tshuva, and the Koach of Tefillah. And that, but there's something that underlines that we're HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people. And He cares if we do our Averas, and He cares if we do Tshuva, and He pays attention to our Tefillahs. And what is the relationship He expects between us and every other person? There are two types of relationships happening here. Human relationships. Manipulative gaiva, twisting everyone for your own self-promotion, or genuine concern about another human being. Honest relationships. To see the Tzelem Elokim in everyone else. That is the story of Purim. There's a lot of deep lessons here. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before Haman gets elevated, and Haman's given the power to destroy, and Haman, HaKadosh Baruch Hu plans two separate events. Esther becomes the queen, and the story of Bigsan Vashterish. Way before. These are planted. Before HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the power of Ra, He plants the seeds. How are we going to get out of it? But in whose hands is it? It's not in Esther's hands. It's not Mordechai's hands. It's not in Haman's hands. It's not in Achashverosh's hands. It's in Klal Yisrael's hands. They can do tshuva, they don't do tshuva. That is the entire story of Pesach and Megillah. That's the Simcha of Purim, recognizing our unique status as the Am Hashem and our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and our Simcha in that status, and our Simcha in the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, will respond to our Averus, yes, will respond to our Tshuva, yes, will respond to our Tefillah. And that unique position we have is the reason for Simcha. And that is the reason that the simcha has to be a simcha shel mitzvah. What's a simcha shel mitzvah? Not just worrying about your own taiva, sharing it with people, looking at every other human being. Every other human being. As seeing his son. Every other Jew is a member of the Am Hashem.